Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, according to AIB's Economic Outlook report for October 2024, Irish economic growth is expected to continue at a moderate pace as the economy nears full capacity. But with a growing population and ongoing challenges around planning and infrastructure, not to mention our ever-increasing reliance on FDI, just how secure is our economic position? John Fitzgerald, he's the adjunct professor in the Department of Economics at Trinity College, and he joins me now. Good morning, John. What is your own general assessment of where the economy stands right now? Are we in a better place now, say, than this time last year?
Yes, we are. And people are earning more in real terms than they were last year. Employment is up. The economy is in a strong position. It's generally a fairly optimistic outlook.
And when we say, I think you said that our problem is that our economy has grown out of its clothes, i.e. no transport, no water or sewage infrastructure, poor electricity infrastructure, and then, of course, there's housing. So our growing population and our developments aren't aligned.
Yeah, well, we have been so successful in growing and the dramatic increase in employment over the last decade. But the problem is, if you have loads more people, and a lot of them are returned immigrants or people coming from abroad to good jobs in Ireland, they have to find somewhere to live. And then they have to get from where they're living to their work, so you need transport. They put the lights on at night at work, and they need electricity. They use the sewage and water supply, obviously, so you need more. So all of these infrastructure, we haven't invested rapidly enough in infrastructure to catch up. So we have a housing problem where we're trying to keep the lights on is difficult. Trying to decarbonize the economy is difficult. So basically, we need to ramp up investment rapidly.
And is there any argument for slowing down, John, in terms of, you know, maybe not growing at the rate that we're growing, or can we control that?
It would have been better if the government had actually raised taxes in the budget to slow us down and save the money for us to use to A, invest in the future, but also to give it back to us if we spend it, it won't cause inflation. But they didn't. We're coming up to an election, and it's probably not that surprising that the budget pumped some money into the economy, which will make the economy grow more rapidly, but will aggravate these problems in housing, in electricity, in transport, and in water.
So it's going to get worse.
You've got to make up your mind. You want more employment and higher incomes for everybody when the infrastructure isn't growing as rapidly. There are gains from being better off, but if you can't spend the money, it becomes difficult. Or if you can't buy houses or rent houses, then it's a problem. And if you can't get to work, or you're taking longer and longer to get to work, enjoying yourself or whatever, the transport infrastructure is a real issue. And as you look out into the future, there's no reason why the economy shouldn't continue to be successful for the next decade. So things like the metro, which has been delayed for 20 years, we're really feeling the pinch on transport, and you need to expand transport infrastructure in Cork and Galway. It's not just Dublin.
That brings us back to the whole subject around regulation being our biggest problem. The fact that every major piece of infrastructure, people can object to it, there's court issues, it takes years, it costs fortunes. Is there any way we can really get to grips with, you know, a minority or a vested interest stopping what should be for the public good?
Well, the government are enacting a new planning bill, but it's 800 pages long, and it'll be enacted before the Dáil is dissolved. It may have been enacted last week, I'm not sure. But the problem is, if it's 800 pages and the regulation is incredibly complicated, it'll probably end up on the courts So it's going to delay things further. I think there needs to be a dramatic simplification of the regulation process with much more limited grounds for appeal, and to make the planning authority easier for the planning authority to make decisions.
Yeah. And if we look just across the water, John, to Britain, they're starting to do something around that. They're starting to get tough on, again, you know, they're going to push planning things, big infrastructure products, projects through. Are we the worst in Europe in terms of infrastructure development?
Not necessarily. I was at a conference during the financial crisis 2 years in a row in Berlin on the German, and it was German economy with actually Germans talking in English, which helped me. But on two occasions, German bankers got up and said, why can't Germany be more like Spain? And that was a time that Spain had major financial difficulties. And what they meant was, in Germany, it's a bit like us. They need more infrastructure, but they're not able to build the wires between northern and southern Germany. They're not able to build the roads or rail infrastructure, where in Spain they do. So we're not unique in this. Britain has a problem. Germany has a problem. Britain says they're going to do something about it. I wait and see what they do, and maybe we can learn from it. But I think let's take a look at Spain. And the right to object or hold things up is much less in Spain. And they really have delivered. If you ever go to Spain, great metro system in Barcelona, in Madrid. If you want to go from Barcelona to Madrid, really fast train service delivered efficiently. They know how to do it. Can we learn?
I think that's a very well-made point, John. Just going back to the economy then, if we look forward for the next 12 months, like we have full employment, albeit it is full employment. Anybody who wants a job, there's one there for them. But we have these sort of strange dichotomies around what might happen with foreign direct investment. What happens if we get a Trump presidency? Are you concerned about any of these geopolitical things?
And I'm certainly concerned about a Trump presidency. There are loads of things that can go wrong. They haven't gone wrong yet, and hopefully they won't. And we should be prepared for difficulties. That's why the government should be probably saving a bit more to prepare for a possible rainy day. A Trump presidency, a trade war with the rest of the world would be very negative, but it would be very negative for the US as well. There are research which shows the US would lose as much as China would from it, whereas Germany and France would lose less. It's a lose-lose, but Germany and France would lose less. It's uncertain the implications for Ireland, because you have a load of American firms in Ireland. Now, if Europe were nasty like Trump, they might go after the American firm. But I don't think that likely. I think Europe will be much more rational in its reaction. But there will be a reaction. And you could, like, a lot of the pharmaceuticals made in Ireland are sent to the US. The only place they make the drugs, the particular drugs, is in Ireland. If the US doesn't want to take the drugs from Ireland, they'll have to develop their own supply chain, which will be more expensive. And then Europe would be supplying the rest of the world. So it wouldn't necessarily mean to closure here,
okay,
but it would be less efficient.
Okay. Well, look, John, as always, we appreciate your analysis. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we wish you well.
No problem.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.